Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast, where we discuss faith, relationships, and life advice. Grab a cup of coffee or your favorite cozy drink and start the day with us. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today's episode is called I Used to Daydream. It is inspired by kind of just noticing mental busyness and overwhelm and anxiety and all of that kind of stuff in my mind. And we're going to get into that. It's kind of an extension of the episode that I recorded with my friend Rachel. If you guys want to go back, it was called Stop Listening to This Podcast. And we talked about finding moments of quiet in your day and creating silence so that you can actually have mental clarity and that you can connect with God and that you can hear from God. And so in my experience recently, I've been noticing a need for that again. And I've been just jotting down some notes here and there. I've heard a very helpful podcast that I want to talk about. So we will get to all of that in just a little bit. And also, just full transparency, I already recorded this episode like last week sometime, and I just finished recording it and I realized I was very distracted at the time that I recorded it and I didn't even listen back to it or try to edit it. I was just like, you know what? I'm re-recording it. I don't care. So hopefully nothing that was said that was good is lost and we can just have a better episode today. I am sitting here with the windows open, so I know sometimes, you know, there's background noise, but if you hear anything, I hope you hear the nice, pleasant, relaxing rain that's happening outside the windows. I think in the last episode I talked about moving into our new house, so it is a little bit bigger in here, might be a bit echoey, but I just wanted to sit next to the window, so. Anyways, thanks for listening to another episode today. I'm going to start out with my gratitude, and actually I have a few things. I'll try to not be too long-winded in this department, but first of all, I have been reading a new book that has been nice. It's called Four Treasures of the Sky by Jenny Zhang, and don't worry, I looked up a video of her talking, and that's how she pronounces her name. And then I say that because what little I do know of Chinese, I would have tried to say it differently. So, but that book has been very interesting so far. I will say there already are some kind of like darker and sad parts. But I will say overall, I think the way it's written is very poetic. And what's interesting is she does not use quotation marks. She just like, the way she writes it, you can tell people are talking, but it's in such a creative way. Like, it's not like each character is just saying, this person said, and then I replied. Like, it just flows really well, and I don't know how else to describe that, but I really enjoy it because in the beginning, it's kind of talking about her childhood, and it's just this warm feeling of her town that she lives in and her family, and that all does get taken away from her, but it's just like this sweet upbringing to start out with, setting the scene, and then I won't ruin anything, but her life does take a drastic turn after that. So I'm kind of, I don't know, I'd say I'm maybe like a third of the way through that book, but I am enjoying that. I am also very grateful that I recently had to go have some medical appointments, and I was anticipating the procedure I was going to have. I was anticipating having to do a certain thing. It's what I was told was going to happen. And I was kind of dreading it. And then we ended up not having to do it. So I know that sounds very vague, but I am very grateful today because I basically had a less intense, I guess, appointment today. So that was nice. I've got some iced coffee. I have a little more free time in my day today than normal. I'm excited to get some projects done in a little bit, but that is my gratitude. And I will just go ahead and move into the content. So again, I kind of want to talk about just creating times of quiet and creating pause in our lives. I do want to reference a podcast. It is Carrie Niehoff. His podcast is called Carrie Niehoff Leadership Podcast. It was episode 504. It was published on June 29th of 2022. If anyone wants to go back and listen to it, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. I, after listening to maybe half of it, sent the link to a lot of my family and friends because I was just very impressed with it and felt like most, if not all, people could benefit from listening to it. But basically, he is interviewing John Eldridge on this podcast, who is a Christian author. He's got some really good stuff as well, but John Eldridge is talking about, this is the title, The Surprising Symptoms of Trauma and the Challenges of Deconstruction. And that sounds like really a mouthful and kind of like a large scope of things. But basically, the premise of this podcast, without just sitting here and sharing all of his content from that, is his perspective is that through the pandemic, we have all been through a collective trauma, a time that has caused us to really be kind of depleted. And he talks about having to dip into our reserves of like our energy and our, you know, survival instincts and all of those things. And he's like, some of us didn't have many reserves to draw from in the first place. And then when it was, in quotes, over, our lives demanded us to go back to normal and to give 100%. And he basically was saying, like, we are not at 100%. And he talks about all of these symptoms that happen when you are under long-term stress or trauma. And I just resonated with a lot of what he was talking about. Like, he talks about how we have less creativity, how some people are even like having trouble with short-term memory loss or just forgetting things they normally wouldn't forget, being exhausted, being relieved when you get plans canceled. And as someone who usually loves to be with people most of the time, I could relate to that. I was like, I used to always want to be with people, want to have plans, want to do things. And I can relate to now just kind of wanting to be home and have more quiet days and stuff like that. So that stuff's really interesting that he talks about. And then I just have a couple points I want to share from what he did, and then I'm going to add my own thoughts and experience from this. I will be linking his podcast. And like I said, none of this initial stuff is my ideas or thoughts. I learned them from his podcast and thought they were very, very helpful. One thing that he mentioned is we live in a world without quiet, and that to be healed from what he calls like global trauma, or to be healed from these times of being so overwhelmed and just exhausted and depleted, he says we were created to be connected to God, to be filled with his spirit. And we cannot do that if we are not kind of creating that space to meet with him. So he's like, we tend to stay in this shallow area of life where it's like all of our worries and distractions and what's happening around us and all of these things that kind of ask for our attention. But he's like, you have to shut out the world and give your attention to God. You have to make space to be with him where you can actually draw your energy, your fulfillment. He is what makes us whole. And again, we just don't always create space in our lives for that because we are always surrounded by other people. We are distracted by our activities and the demands of our job and our families. And for me personally, and I'll get into this a little bit more, but I feel like even using entertainment as a way to avoid thinking deeper thoughts or try to avoid the things that are worrying me, such as I will use, you know, podcasts, or, you know, reference back to stop listening to this podcast, but podcasts or YouTube videos or some sort of media, Instagram, to be distracted when I don't want to think about something that's stressing me out or that I'm overwhelmed by, or any of those things, when really what would solve those problems for me is creating space to connect with God, who created me and who knows what my soul needs. Another thing that John Eldridge says is that basically we cannot wait for a change in our circumstances to be okay. He says if you're waiting for a change of your circumstances, you're constantly going to be living on a roller coaster because our circumstances are going to change all the time. But the only thing that's going to truly heal us is being loved by Christ and being united to him. And so he talks about trying to notice the things that you are grieving or that are, you know, hurting you or that have changed in your life for the negative since all of this stuff happened in the world, and bringing that to God. just a couple more thoughts from him. And then again, I will share kind of what I've been noticing in my own life in this way. But so something that he suggests in the podcast is to cultivate silence in your day. Specifically, he says to create silence in the morning before your day begins, create silence as you close your day, and then practice something he calls benevolent attachment. So he talks about kind of removing some of that clutter from your mind and, you know, unattaching from the things that cause us all of these negative thought patterns and emotions, and attaching to God and his truth and being filled with his presence. And a note that I really liked is he was saying it's a practice or a learned habit to give your attention to God. It's not something we're naturally going to do, again, if we have all of these options for distraction and entertainment. So I didn't want to just like go on and on about that whole podcast because, again, those are not my thoughts and ideas. And I will link his podcast in my notes. But I wanted to share that because, like I said, I literally sent it to a lot of people that I know. I tried to pull out just a few highlights, but there was so much. I was trying to take notes the whole time I was listening to it because there was so much that just resonated with me and that I was like, this is so good. This is what I needed to hear. So if you're interested, check out the description. I will put a link to that podcast. And again, it was Carrie Newhoff interviewing John Eldridge, published back on June 29th of 2022. Okay, so for myself, what I've been noticing recently, and again, how I kind of came to this topic and the title, is that I realized that when I was doing basically any task that didn't involve my intense concentration, so if I was doing dishes, cleaning, organizing, since we've moved recently, if I was unpacking boxes or trying to declutter things or doing laundry, cooking, I would reach for my phone and I would turn on either a YouTube video or a podcast. And I would also do this when I was taking like somewhat short drives. I'm literally about to take a 5-minute drive. I'm like, okay, better take a moment to find my podcast to listen to or a song. And now I'm even more convicted of this now that Taylor Swift's Midnights album has come out. If you didn't know that, it has. If you didn't know that, I am a Taylor fan. But anyways, just noticing myself constantly reaching for those things to add an additional layer to what I'm doing to distract my mind. And I don't think that that's always a bad thing. I talked about this with Rachel too. Like, I don't think it's inherently wrong to want to enjoy some music or a podcast or a YouTube video. And I try to choose things too. I will add this in there that are uplifting and either positive as far as like helping me to learn something new and become a better person, a more Christ-like person, or just entertaining in a positive way that's not like filling my mind with things that are dark or sad. Sad's a bad example because sometimes we need to learn about sad things, but you know what I mean? Like, not just filling my mind with things that are really negative or affect me in a negative way. So I'm not saying it's all bad, and I definitely am not going to stop listening to those things completely, but I did notice that I was always doing that. And I'm like, if I am always turning something on immediately, I am not giving time for myself to pray and think and connect with God. I'm not creating pauses or moments of silence in my life. And so I decided to start trying to implement that by intentionally not turning on some sort of entertainment when I was doing one of those tasks. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, whatever it is, do this work in my yard or clean or do laundry or whatever. And I'm going to choose to not listen to or watch some sort of entertainment to just numb my mind. And I noticed at first a couple of times when I did this that my initial reaction was to feel a little bit uncomfortable in the silence because, again, whether it's a conscious decision or not, I think sometimes when I do that, I am trying to distract my mind. And so there might be something I don't want to think about, or I might feel overwhelmed or any of those things. And so I think my initial discomfort with the silence was that I knew I was going to be alone with my thoughts. And so at first I kind of had to press past that and just let it be uncomfortable for a minute. I wanted to be entertained and I was like, nope, it is okay. And it is good for me to actually be alone with my own thoughts, or, you know, able to have mental capacity for something deeper than just the media that I was consuming. So once we got past that, once we got past the little part of me that just wanted to be entertained nonstop and kind of had those longer lingering times of silence, I realized throughout the next few days that I found myself singing more. And I've noticed that if I am singing or humming or I have a song in my head, that almost always is coming from being in like a lighter spirit or a good mood. So that was a good sign. I noticed myself praying more and not just like running to God with this list of concerns and prayer requests with no, you know, other form of connection, but more so connecting with God, feeling like I'm going through my day with Him. I felt like it simplified my thoughts more. And even if there were just as many things to do or things to think about, I felt like my mind was less overwhelmed and scattered when I was able to do something in silence and I was able to just think about one thing at a time. I actually felt less overwhelmed, even if my workload had not changed. I felt less rushed, like I could just really focus on one thing at a time. And then another thing, which, you know, can be uncomfortable but is good for us, is I felt like I could even notice things in my own mind or heart that were things I was thinking that maybe were not true or were judgmental or was a lie about like how I saw myself or how I saw other people or things that are honestly just like sinful that would be in my heart. And then since I wasn't just distracting myself, I was able to notice that and kind of work on a perspective shift and pray through it and kind of realize, okay, what is actually true in this situation? Because what I'm currently thinking is not true. That reminds me of a book. Maybe I can link that as well. I feel like maybe I talked about it on here before, but it's called Telling Yourself the Truth. I read it because my sister recommended it to me and is very, very good for that of like noticing when your own thoughts are just coming from a place that is not true and realigning yourself with God's word and with what is actually reality and not just, you know, something coming from maybe our own desires that are not what He wants for us, are not our best abundant life. I just noticed those good and positive results of making sure that I had time of quiet in my day. And so another example besides just like while I'm doing chores and tasks and stuff like that is time with people. And one of them is that my husband and I bought a fire pit on Amazon that goes in our backyard. And we made a fire. We are sitting outside at the fire. And we both kind of had in our minds other things that we could or should be doing. But we made time to have a fire and we were just sitting and talking about how a lot of times, well, two different scenarios. When you're sitting at a fire with people or when you're at the beach, that you don't really see people so much scrolling on their phone. Like it's something about those experiences that kind of draw you into the present moment and you have conversations with people and you have moments of quiet. And we were talking about maybe it's because it really kind of takes you to a simpler time of like, you know, a lot of your senses are engaged. You're seeing the flames, you're smelling the smoke, you're feeling the warmth and all of that at a fire. I was noticing the stars that I wouldn't usually look up and notice. I was just having conversations with him that I was enjoying. Or with the other example of the beach, like you could be feeling the sand on your skin or the breeze or smelling the ocean, listening to the sound of the waves, looking at the view. And I think there's something about those times of when we get out in nature and away from our devices and our phones and our to-do lists and the busyness that it just makes you feel at peace, even if you didn't go into the experience feeling at peace. And so, first of all, trying to find moments or create, because you won't just probably happen upon them, create moments of quiet in your day. And another one is finding those experiences that kind of keep you in the present moment. So for you, maybe it's not sitting at a bonfire or going to the beach. If you're like me, you don't have very easy access to a beach. So, but for me also, I noticed the other day I had an outdoor task to do and I was like, you know what? This is something I do not need to hurry through just to check it off the list. I can just enjoy the fresh air. And it was hard work and it was something that needed to get done. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to just enjoy being outside and I'm going to take this slow and I'm going to just be present. And even if it's something that's not your favorite task or it just feels like another thing on your to-do list, if you have that perspective of really just embracing the slowness and the quiet, I feel like that's when I just feel more grateful. It's when I, like I said before, connect with God more. And I think of it kind of as creating mental margin or creating more mental capacity when you make space for those things and don't just default to distracting yourself or like immediately turning on the TV when you get home or wake up or whatever it is for you. It's probably different for everyone, but whatever it is that you use to distract yourself, create times to not have that be the case. I've also noticed that if I do want some sort of background noise, that I still have more of these abilities I'm talking about of like hearing from God or having clarity in my mind or feeling less hurried if I choose music over something inspirational, over something educational, I meant. Nothing wrong with learning. I am a very big proponent of being a lifelong learner. I love to learn, and being a former teacher, I think it's important that everyone keeps learning. But I think that there's something different about just the way music can make us feel. And I think that I can still have creative and deep thoughts when that is the case than if I'm like listening to something informational. And this is my last thing, but just the reason I came up with the title, I kind of mentioned this before, but I used to daydream. I was really thinking about my former self. I would say like teenage years or so, and then maybe through like beginning of college. And a lot of that time, honestly, was without a smartphone or my own laptop or anything like that. So I bet that has something to do with it. But I was thinking about how when I had, well, first of all, I had more quiet time in my life. And I was a busy person and I had, you know, plans a lot of the nights of the week and most weekends, but I felt like I just had a more rich thought life and I had more creative thoughts, creative ideas. I used to do creative writing with my best friend at a cafe like almost every week after school. Once a week, we'd go and get treats and we would write stories together because when there was more mental margin, I had stories. I had things that I wanted to plan and ideas that I wanted to explore. I used to kind of daydream or like have goals for the future and things like that, where it's like, if I'm constantly turning to social media or music or videos to entertain me, I just don't have those deep and creative thoughts. And I don't, I guess it's just less intentional, where I feel like I used to be so intentional. And I think that just realizing that oftentimes these days, that is not how my mind works because I don't give it space and time to work. I just feel like I liked that person I used to be. And like, I like myself now. I'm not trying to be like, oh, my life is so different. But genuinely, I was thinking like, wow, I really like how I used to be able to have those extra, you know, abilities in my mind to be able to, again, create and dream and plan and all of that stuff. And it just felt way less cluttered and overwhelmed than it does today. And maybe part of that is just growing up and having responsibilities and all of that. I think that's true. But also, I just used to have, again, more margin and more ability to write and create and all of that. So I feel like even though this was my second time recording this, it was just a little bit rambly maybe in a couple spots. So hopefully I wasn't repeating myself too much. Apologies if I was, but I think this is a really important thing to share. And I wanted to share also because I still want to be intentional about that. I still want to be intentional about creating silence in my own life. And so I hope that encourages someone today, or if you feel like you're in the same boat and you just need to really become more present in your own life. And again, in case you skipped ahead, I talked about creating moments of silence in your life, seeking out experiences that cause you to become present, such as nature, being outside, sitting at a fire, doing some sort of exercise, and exploring ways to create mental margin so that you can be your most creative and present and connected self. If you have any thoughts, as always, I encourage you to share with me on Instagram. It's Morning by Morning Podcast. You can always leave a review as well with your thoughts. Thanks again for listening, guys. I hope you have a
Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.